You're listening to SBS News.
The Ethiopian National Defence Force is eager to finish a military campaign Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed launched on October the 4th. The government has accused the Tigray People's Liberation Front of attacking two federal military camps, defying and seeking to destabilise the government. Now government spokesman Redwan Hussein is warning the residents of the capital.
The beginning of the end is within reach, and that our defence forces have now effectively encircled Mekelle. And now it is easy to target any military installations which are hidden in any places.
Mr. Hussein also says the ancient town of Aksum, a UNESCO World Heritage Site northwest of Mekelle, has been severely damaged.
The Aksum town, which is actually ransacked and devastated by the fleeing special forces and militia of TPLF, they've attacked and destroyed partially the tower of the airport. They also destroyed the runway by dozers, and they destroyed some of the equipment and also the properties of the Aksum town.
The Tigray People's Liberation Front leader is denying any responsibility for it, and he also denies the capital is encircled, saying the threat was just to provide government forces the chance to regroup after being beaten on three different fronts. Meanwhile, police have arrested nearly 800 people suspected of plotting terrorist attacks in the country's capital. Since the unrest began on November the 4th, the United Nations estimates thousands have been killed in air raids and combat, and around 40,000 people, including 17,000 children, have been displaced. The UN Secretary-General spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, says they remain extremely concerned about the safety of civilians in the Tigray region.
Especially the more than 500,000 people, including more than 200 aid workers, who remain in Mekelle following information that fighting might move into the city in the coming hours. We and our humanitarian partners in Ethiopia are urgently calling on all parties to the conflict to comply with their obligations under international humanitarian law, protect civilians and civilian infrastructure, including health facilities and water systems.
Mr. Dujarric says free, safe, unhindered humanitarian access is urgently needed, and the UN is willing to provide it.
Our humanitarian colleagues also stress that it's urgent that all parties to the conflict enable the free and safe movement of affected people in search of safety and assistance, including across international and within national borders, regardless of ethnic identification.
Tigrayan refugee Abdendon Telkemariam is among thousands who fled to neighbouring Sudan to escape the fighting in Ethiopia.
It was so difficult because we are hungry. We are we don't have any water, any food. We don't have any transportation.
Haftun Berha says he escaped his town with his family when the fighting began.
I leave all my property there. I can only escape with my parents and with my family. But there is nothing that we brought here. Only with this one clothes. We don't have any additional clothes. There are also a lot of people who live there, who can't escape here. That's so more sad.
Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.